Health officials say Beijing will carry out mandatory nucleic acid testing on 8 groups of people. The groups include COVID-19 patients and those who've had close contacts with them, as well as fever clinic patients and patients in urgent need of hospitalization, visitors who come from overseas and stay in Beijing's hotels, people who recently returned from Wuhan, and government employees who had trips outside Beijing are also subject to the tests. Local authorities said the measures will be adjusted in due course according to changes in the pandemic situation. Beijing now has 50 medical institutions providing nucleic acid tests. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs says China's expanded the use of intelligent equipment in spring farming while containing the COVID-19 outbreak. Data from the ministry shows that over 30,000 spraying drones have been put in place across the country in this year's spring farming, up 25% from a year ago. Ministry official Liu Lihua says China will stabilize grain production and ensure a good start amid the fight against COVID-19.
The national grain area of this year's spring farming is more than half of the whole year's area. China intends to increase the spring sowing grain area this year, especially the area of early rice, to curb the trend of decline for 7 consecutive years and realize production increase.
The ministry also provides online services related to agricultural machinery to help farmers get subsidies. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will begin a large-scale antibody testing soon. It's an initial step to decide when and how the state can reopen its economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Antibody testing means you test the person to find out if they have the antibodies, which they would have if they were infected with the coronavirus. And we're going to do that in the most aggressive way in the nation.
According to the governor, over 500 people died of COVID-19 overnight, bringing the total to 13,800.
If the data holds and if this trend holds, we are past the high point, and all indications at this point are that we are on a descent.
He also warned New Yorkers to stay vigilant, saying this is only halftime in the entire situation. Cuomo again called on President Donald Trump to allocate more funding to hard-hit states like New York. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows that the number of COVID-19 deaths in the United States has topped 40,000, with more than 740,000 cases reported. The state of New York has been hit the worst. Other hard-hit states include New Jersey, Michigan, and Massachusetts. The European Center for Disease Control says the continent now has more than 1 million confirmed cases and almost 100,000 deaths from the new coronavirus. Spain's had the most cases in the region with more than 191,000, followed by Italy, Germany, Britain, and France. It listed Italy as having the most deaths in Europe with over 23,000. According to Latali, Europe accounts for almost half of the global caseload and more than half of the total deaths. Coronavirus deaths in Italy continue to fall. Even so, there were still over 400 recorded in the previous 24 hours. Over 23,600 people have died from the coronavirus in Italy as of Sunday. More than 178,000 people have tested positive for the coronavirus in Italy since the pandemic broke out. Italy's lockdown, imposed since March 10th, is to remain in place until at least May 3rd. The government says a gradual resumption of social, economic, and productive activities will start after May 3rd. A gunman in the Canadian province of Nova Scotia killed more than 13 people, including a policewoman, during a 12-hour rampage on Sunday. Lee Bergerman's commanding officer of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Nova Scotia.
Today is a devastating day for Nova Scotia, and it will remain etched in the minds of many for years to come. What has unfolded overnight and into this morning is incomprehensible, and many families are experiencing the loss of a loved one. That includes our own RCMP family.
Police say the suspected shooter is also dead. Authorities say there may be more victims who've not yet been discovered, and the investigation's ongoing.